Misfits Audio presents Bedtime Snack.
Wow, this is quite a joint.
Yeah, you ain't lying. I bet it costs more than my studio apartment, huh, boss?
I think we can be sure of that, Tim.
What are we doing here? You ain't told us yet.
We're cleaning the place out.
Why are we doing that?
Oh, I know. It's what Mr. Casey told me. Some rich guy bought this house in a foreclosure sale. Real hoi polloi, you know? The guy's real to hire Casey and Sons to make sure the house is clean when he and his family moved in next week.
I don't dust and mop. That's woman's work.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about that, you chowderheads. I said clean out, not up. We're not maids. Mr. Casey wants us to get everything we can on the truck. If it's not bolted down, put it on the truck. The maids will come in later. Mr. Richie Rich wants the place all nice and clean so he can bring in his antiques.
Is there a lot of stuff to move?
I have no idea.
Who's the stuff belong to?
Casey mentioned something about a Larkin family that lived here. A mom, a dad, and two kids. Nobody knows where they went to.
They left without their stuff?
It happens.
Well, where'd they go?
How am I supposed to know, Bill? Maybe they ran off and joined the circus. Look, guys, let's make short work of this, huh? The realtor's paying us a nice chunk of change to get this done quickly. The sooner we're finished, the sooner we can go down to O'Sullivan's and bend a few. This doesn't look so bad. Nothing out of the ordinary. Messy, though. I don't envy the cleaning ladies.
Better them than us. We'll be at O'Sullivan's in no time.
You know, what's this room here?
What is it, boss?
The darn door's stuck. It's like the wood's swelled. I'll get it.
Good shoulder, Johnny.
Old football training. Nobody got past me when I was in a tackling mood.
It's a good thing you didn't break the door off the hinges.
Well, we had to get in, didn't we? Well, there's barely a scratch. No one will notice. This room stinks.
That door must have been stuck for a while.
Let's open the window and get some air in here. Will you look at that? It's painted shut.
Nah, the smell ain't so bad. This room will be a cinch. It won't take long. The only thing in here is that old double bed.
Holy cow! This sucker's heavy. Help me out, boys.
I'm on it.
Sure.
Now get a good grip now. One, two, three, heave! Okay, guys. Take five.
How are we going to get this bed out of here? It must be made of bricks.
It looks pretty old. They made things to last back in the day.
Bill, go down to the truck and bring up the toolbox.
What for?
We are going to take this thing out of here in pieces.
Won't the guy who bought the joint be upset about that?
Richie Rich doesn't care about the junk that's in here. He just wants it gone so he can bring in his pricey knickknacks. He won't mind if this monster's in pieces as long as it's out of his sight.
What if those Larkins you mentioned come looking for it?
Yeah, what then?
Well, then they can have all the pieces and the screws. They ain't coming back. Casey said that no one's seen them for months. Go get the tools, Bill. While you pull this thing apart, Tim and I will start getting the other stuff on the truck.
Okay, Mr. Bed, meet Mr. Wrench. You're coming apart. Who the... Come out, wherever you are. This ain't funny. Somebody's bought this house. You gotta go. Okay, if that's the way you want to play it, I'm going to get the boss. He'll make you come out. What the... Somebody drew in the back of the door. A star in a circle? It looks like it's drawn in blood. No, stop! No! No!
Whoa. Where'd he go?
How should I know? I'll bet he's hiding somewhere, having a smoke and goofing off. Look at this bed. He didn't even start taking it apart. He just dropped the wrench and left. Oh, I'll give him what for when I see him.
Yeah, you want me to take over, Johnny?
Good idea. We've already got most of the heavy stuff on the truck. I can get the rest of it myself. If I finish first, I'll come up and help you. Tim! Oh, jeez, what a couple of bums I'm working with. I'm talking to Mr. Casey when we get back. And where's that wrench? I'll just have to do it myself. If those guys are smoking dope again, I'm going to drive off and leave them here, so help me. That will show them. It's a long walk back to town. What the... Huh? What the... Bits don't stand up. They're not alive. You idiots. There you two are. Well, now, don't you look comfy, lying side by side on those nice, fluffy pillows. The joke's over, guys. You almost gave me a heart attack. It's just your heads on the pillows. Beds can't move. Mother of God. The blood. The sheets. A pentagram drawn in blood. You stay away from me. Whatever you are. You're not getting me. The window. But I'm on the third floor. It's better than ending up like that.
Mr. Casey, it's Liam Wilson. Yes, I'm at the house. The truck's here, and it seems pretty full, but I don't see you. Oh, dear God. Hold on. Oh, the poor man. Mr. Casey, there's been a terrible accident. One of your men is lying here beside the hedges. I think he's dead. His neck looks broken. He seems to have fallen out of one of the windows. No, I don't see any sign of the other two workers. Perhaps they're in the house. Yes, you call the police and I'll have a look. They'd better be in there. I don't see the other man anywhere. Just about everything's out of the house except for one old bed. Well, I'll have to hire another moving company, won't I? My client was very particular that nothing should remain and the maids are due here in a few days. No, I'm afraid I won't be hiring another one of your crews. With all due respect to your dead man, I now have to hire someone else to finish the job and repair this broken window. Yes, send someone over to retrieve your truck. After I see what the rest of this will cost me, we'll work out an equitable arrangement for the work your men did complete. Goodbye.
What a waste of time. Such a handsome old bed. A lovely bedspread and nice, bright, white sheets. They feel like damask. What a day. It is so tempting to just take a nap.
Jean, it's me. Yes, I'm at the property, and I'm going to be here a little longer than I expected. You find me another moving company and a guy to replace a broken window. I'll explain later. Thank you.
A realtor's work is never done. What was that? Must be school children passing by. It is that time of day. What?
Misfits Audio has presented Bedtime Snack, starring Dave Morgan as Bill, H. Keith Lyons as Johnny, Glenn Haskell as Tim, and Russell Gold as Liam Wilson. The story was written and produced by Mike Murphy. The executive producer was Captain John Tadrazak. Post-production was performed by Alex Lawsford. Music by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. The script editor was Arlene Osborne. The art director, Alexa Chipman. The webmaster was April Sadowski. This production is copyright 2012 by Misfits Audio and is intended for enjoyment purposes only. Visit us on the web at misfitsaudio.com. This is Terry Cooper speaking.